Tiffany McDaniel joins us by Zoom tonight. Tiffany is an author, a visual artist, and an Ohio native whose first novel was titled The Summer That Melted Everything. Tonight we're going to talk about her latest novel, which is set in Ohio and is titled Betty. And Tiffany, I'm delighted to welcome you to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
So Betty takes place in Breathed, Ohio. It's a fictional place, but it's based on a place you know well, the foothills of Appalachia. And where you first come upon Breathed, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to Breathed," painted in red on a splintery shred of barn wood nailed to an American sycamore. So right away, we know that we're a little off the beaten path, so to speak. And it's where Betty, the central character, spends most of her childhood with her siblings and her parents, who are two very different people. And there's a wonderful passage early on that I'd like you to read, if you would, please.
My father used to say that when a child is born, their very first breath is sent on the wind to become a plant or insect, a creature of feathers, fur, or scales. He would say that this human and this life are bound together as a reflection of one another. There are folks always reaching for the sky, too large for our world, like giant sequoias, he would say, stretching his arms up over his head as we sat at his feet in wonder. Some people are as beautiful and soft as peonies, others as hard as a mountain. You'll come across those who are so unforgettable, they'll leave a rash on your memory as poison ivy does your skin. He playfully scratched our arms until we laughed. Like spiders, he said, there are folks who can't stop spinning webs in life, either through the work of their tongues or through the work of their hands. He bent his fingers like spider legs before making a buzzing sound with his tongue against his teeth. But too many are as bothersome as pesky attic flies. He flew his finger through the air. We moved our fingers with his. You'll need to watch out for those who spread gossip as easily as dandelions spread their seed, he warned. But really keep an eye on the ones who live on decay, like the fungus that grows on hurt or weak trees. What are we like that? I ask him. Well, us carpenters are like berries, rich, juicy berries that grow deep in the woods. Berries that give sorrow to all who wander by. Mom's voice overtook Dad's. Curious, but taste.
And so we get an idea of the difference in these parents of Betty. Let's talk more about her dad, because this is a man who, even when they're sleeping out, having no place else to live, they're in transit. They've certainly not stopped at a motel. And as they look at the stars, he tells his daughter that they live south of heaven. So tell us more about Betty's dad. What's his heritage? What's he like?
So his heritage is Cherokee, and he's based on my papa, Landon. So I had to shape his character based on Q&A sessions with family members and based on their memories. So, and I really came to feel as if I did meet him after I spoke with his wife, Alka, and his children, and really begin to form his character. And, you know, he grew up with several generations within the household. You know, his elders spoke Cherokee and his mother, and he came of age in a world where he lived in both the white world and the Cherokee culture. So he spoke both Cherokee and English. And what he connected to the most from Cherokee culture was that relationship to plants and nature and kind of utilizing those techniques within the novel. And when I look at, you know, that love of nature and plants, it was passed to my mother who passed it to me and my sisters. You know, I grew up in gardens and eating mud pies and tomatoes, and that was really part of our cultural upbringing. And as part of my research for the novel, I did dig deeper into that heritage too. I hired an accredited genealogist to kind of discover those generations back, and I brought that information to the time of Landon and Betty and really applied that to their life. And, it was really interesting learning about those other generations. I learned some really interesting tidbits from the genealogist on that. So I actually plan to write a future book on those ancestors, exploring what being Cherokee meant to them. But this book is really exploring what Cherokee meant to Landon, my mother Betty, and their whole family.
And specifically in terms of physical characteristics, her dad's skin is dark. Betty is the dark child, dark-skinned child, I should say, in the family. And so living in this culture, as they do, that brings challenges to them. So she and her dad have a very special relationship, and I want you to talk about Betty, if you would, in terms of her personality. What are her challenges? She's certainly a resilient person. Her imagination certainly features large in her life.
Yeah, so I am very fair-skinned, inherited from my father, and my mother had brown skin and her father and that side of the family. And so when I did those Q&A sessions with her about those experiences, I was able to learn about the racism her and her father experienced. And even though I haven't had those same experiences growing up with fair skin and predominantly white communities, I remember when I was a kid and my peers and classmates would, when they would see my mother, they would ask, is she a real mother? Are you adopted? Because of the difference in the way we look, they just didn't believe that she would or could be my mother. And so all those early experiences shape us coming up, and her experiences on the other side of that with racism really, really shaped her. And she did experience bullying in school. And as we see in the book, we see Betty as someone who is really struggling with identity at the beginning. She's struggling with the way she looks. People tell her she isn't beautiful. She doesn't fit that traditional image we see in glossy magazines. And so through Landon's stories, through her relationship with him, he's really her ally in supporting her, you know, encouraging her to see how beautiful the heritage is. And I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, we see her on a journey of embracing that and sort of embracing who she is. And she's a storyteller too. And, you know, storytelling has a long history on that side of my family. You know, Landon was an incredible storyteller and something that he shared with his children. And, you know, when we were growing up, Mom then shared that with us. And so I heard his stories, you know, passed down, and it makes you feel as if you know him a little bit more too. So that connection through storytelling was also just another way for me to connect to him and connect to those generations and ground my own identity with theirs.
Well, there's such an amazing source of folk wisdom and connection to nature in both Betty and her dad. And I must tell you that having finished the novel, I was like, oh, I wish I could have known Betty, the real Betty, so to speak. And then I realized that I did, because you've given us such a wonderful portrait of her in your novel. At one point in the novel, you write, story has always been a way to rewrite the truth, but sometimes to be responsible for the truth is to prepare oneself to say it. And you certainly do. Your prose is lyrical and lush and really gives us an extraordinarily intimate and compassionate portrait of Betty. I hope your mom is around and knows of this gift that you've given her and all of us.
She is, yeah. And she's happy with the story. You know, I first wrote this nearly 20 years ago, and so it's been a long journey. I think if not for the current feminist movements, we might continue to see these female narrative sort of pushed to the side. But thankfully, I think the industry is really starting to lean more toward these types of stories. So Mom had to wait nearly 2 decades to see it, but she's really happy that it's finally to the shelf.
Well, wonderful. As a reader, I'm certainly happy that it made it to the shelf. And I thank you so much for visiting with us tonight.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
I've been talking with Tiffany McDaniel about her latest novel. It is titled Betty. I'm Barbara Gray.